Brazilian farmers learning from Tennessee farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And we would like to learn from you what the differences and what the challenges that farmers have in Tennessee.
While athletes from around the world are gathered in Rio for the Olympics, a few Brazilian farmers have been in West Tennessee, visiting farmers there and learning more about soybeans, corn, and cotton. Bayer Crop Sciences sponsored the tour. Farmer and interpreter Marcela Arruda says they're learning a lot.
Many things that Tennessee farmers are ahead of us. So right now we are trying to catch up with equipment. I think we're doing it right now. And also some biotech things that we are having now. You have had for some more time, so you are more experienced in all those new things.
The Brazilian farmers visited John Sullivan's farm in Fayette County to look primarily at his soybean crop.
They were farmers like us. We just pretty much compared notes on sort of from start to finish. And they were interested in our planters and how they work and row and population. And then they got, you know, wanted to know about our fertilizer, how we applied it, how we assessed what we needed. They spray apparently 10 times more for insects and stuff than we do.
The Brazilian farmers also visited with Bradley Moore in Sullivan County. He's a third-generation farmer where they farm some 5,000 acres of cotton and own and operate Oak Grove Gin and Warehouse in Somerville.
Biggest thing, I guess, that we take for granted in this area versus what they're still struggling with is they're spraying cotton 14 times for boll weevils. And we've been lucky enough to have those eradicated for us and don't ever even think about it anymore. So that's a big struggle for them right now.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.